USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Critics are complaining about the amount of executive orders penned by President Biden. In fact, he's far exceeded Presidents Trump, Obama, Clinton, and both Bushes combined. Biden defends his actions.
I want to make it clear, there's a lot of talk with good reason about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I felt were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country, particularly in the area of immigration. This is about how America is safer, stronger, more prosperous when we have a fair, orderly, and humane legal immigration system.
President Biden is averaging 2 orders a day since taking office. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
We're getting more details from Tuesday's killing of two FBI agents in Sunrise, Florida. Chris Sprouls, a Republican Florida House Speaker, tells Fox News what he knows.
You saw the FBI agents went to serve a search warrant on a child pornography case to protect children in our state, to protect children nationally. It looks like the gunman was in his house looking through the camera at his front door, opened fire on the officers, I believe killing the two, and then I think injuring three others. Certainly one of the darkest days in the history of the FBI and a terrible day for our state. We've been praying for the officer's family. It's a terrible day for us here in Florida.
The suspect was also killed in the exchange of gunfire. World Health Organization investigators on Wednesday visited a research center in the Chinese city of Wuhan, most experts believe is the origins of the coronavirus. The visit to Wuhan Institute of Virology is a search for clues as to where the virus originated and how it spread. The team left after 3 hours without speaking to waiting journalists. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal help for small businesses in America is advancing full steam ahead. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
The second round of the PPP is off and running. The Paycheck Protection Program, designed to help small businesses that have been impacted by the coronavirus pandemic, seems to be doing better the second time. Banks, including the Zions Banks in Utah, say businesses are more prepared for the second round of PPP and have their stuff ready to go because they're more familiar with the program. Congress did approve funding for the PPP in December of 2020. As far as what took so long to get things up and running, Amir Kassar is a business strategist. He tells USA Radio News.
Yeah, it's getting up and running. It takes a couple weeks to get the ball rolling. I think what's important to know is that this round of PPP is different than last time. Last time, the first round of PPP was almost understandably available for every business under the sun. Not quite, but close to it. This time, there are tougher standards. You have to prove revenue reduction needs and not be quite as big a business in order to get it. So it's not as readily available, but still an important economic tool.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
To apply for the Paycheck Protection Program, go to sba.gov. We do appreciate you listening. Thank you. We are USA Radio News.